This is Sounds of Science. For Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News, I'm Jeff Bogoliskus. Marijuana use leads to a broken heart? Not exactly. However, new research has found that active users can double their risk of stress-induced cardiomyopathy, a heart rate muscle malfunction that can mimic heart attack symptoms that often goes by another name.
Another term for this is also called broken heart syndrome, because a lot of these stress cardiomyopathies, as the name suggests, happen during states of stress, whether it's emotional or psychological or physical. So the reason why we did our study was because there was some data in the literature describing women who were presenting after ingestion or use of marijuana into the hospital with this stress cardiomyopathy.
Dr. Amitosh Singh, Chief Cardiology Fellow at St. Luke's University Health Network in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, who presented his findings recently at the 2016 American Heart Association Scientific Sessions.
This was a retrospective study, so we cannot establish causation. We cannot, through my study, say that marijuana causes stress cardiomyopathy, but we showed with very high statistical significance that there is a correlation.
When the results were analyzed, Dr. Singh and his colleagues found some interesting demographic data associated with their findings.
Broken heart syndrome tends to happen in women, and more specifically older women. What we found interesting was when we compared the two groups of patients that we had, stress cardiomyopathy that happens as an effect of marijuana tends to be much more common in men, and they were younger men. The age group was the median age of marijuana users who developed stress cardiomyopathy was in the 40s, 44 to be precise, and those who did not use marijuana and develop stress cardiomyopathy, their median age was 66, and this was a statistically significant difference.
Unfortunately, despite being younger and having fewer cardiovascular risk factors than non-users, during stress cardiomyopathy, the marijuana users were significantly more likely to go into cardiac arrest and to require an implanted defibrillator to detect and correct dangerously abnormal heart rhythms. So how does Dr. Singh sum up all of his research?
If you smoke marijuana, you are almost two times more likely to develop stress cardiomyopathy than if you do not use marijuana.
With several states recently legalizing marijuana use, and opinions across the country beginning to soften, now more than ever, it is critical to understand the potential side effects associated with cannabinoid compounds. Thanks for tuning in. For Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News' Sound of Science, I'm Jeff Bogoliskus.